The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling is celebrating his 50th birthday. That's right, Tommy Dreamer. We celebrate his birthday. We celebrate his career just days before his big championship match with Impact Wrestling for the Impact World Heavyweight Championship against Rich Swann right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
This is probably going to be my last title shot. It'll be my last hurrah. Not that I'm retiring, but I do believe I'm going to be slowing down a little bit. Just because, I don't know, it's like I said, there's other men and women in the back. This just fell right place, right time. Unless I'm going to have a match at 100, which will be my next 50 years. So I don't think that's going to happen. So this is kind of it for me, and I know that, and I just want to go out there and, you know, if I win, it's one thing. If I lose, it's another. And that's why I never gave my answer until yesterday, because it was a lot to think about.
Yeah, and I know I'll be watching. I know the nation will be watching, and I also know that the nation is going to be coming out in full force today to celebrate your day. And I know your birthday is not until this weekend, but Tommy, you know, today's your day here on Busted Open. We're going to have a bunch of guests on today, Tommy, that want to celebrate on this day with you, you know, because this is a milestone birthday, and I'm a birthday mark as well. So there was no way that myself, Gabby, and Ed were going to go past this week and not celebrate your birthday. So there is going to be a lot of people that are going to want to join in. But I think to me, and I know for you, there's probably no bigger person that's been a mentor to you in the world of pro wrestling. And we're going to have guests live on the air, but a lot of people have recorded message, and we have a very special recorded message for you right now, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. I want to wish you a happy birthday. It's a great thing to be a friend of yours, and you be a friend of mine. And I promise you that I love you for it. It's been just a great time together that we've had in the ring and out of it. Driving down the road, conversations, and I have so much respect for you as a wrestler in the business. I want you to know that for certain, Tommy.
Terry Funk joining in on the celebration today, and I know that Terry Funk has meant a lot to you inside and outside the ring.
I've never had a party. I've never had a surprise party. This is awesome, but I don't want to be a mess. I got a long day, man. This is great. I was going to give everybody an update because Beulah spoke to Terry Funk yesterday. He's doing well. Yeah, he's got some pain issues, but she had a long conversation with him, and I think that's awesome that you guys reached out to him, because I know everybody was concerned. He too was trending because Dustin Rhodes's tweet, but he's doing all right, and that was really, really nice of you guys. I don't know if I could. I got a pounding headache already, and it's like only what, 15 minutes in. I don't know if I could deal with this. You can't be surprising me nicely. Just be mean to me. I'm more nice. I'm normal when people are mean to me. Everyone just turned on me. That's okay. Don't be nice to me.
I don't want you to have a pounding headache, Tommy. It's your. I want you to sit back and enjoy the day.
Oh, I am. It's really, really nice. I can't see the videos. It's really cool, and I appreciate you guys for doing this. I'd rather just like talk about what t-shirt I'm wearing.
All right. Well, hey,
my birthday's Saturday too.
I know that, but we're not. But you're, Ryan McKinnell is hosting on Saturday, not Dave LaGreca. So I wasn't letting
like
this
yesterday. Everyone
pass
thought up. It was my birthday. You know whose birthday it is today? It's Victoria's birthday.
Happy birthday, Victoria!
She's older than me, so everyone yell at her for being old. Like yell at me online.
All right, but Tommy, you did say that you are, and you have, of course, your Devil's Practice jacket on, and underneath a pro wrestling t-shirt that, and as you do every single Wednesday, we're not gonna get off of that. We have to guess what wrestling t-shirt Tommy is wearing, and I'm day 10, Tommy, of my Busted Open WrestleMania t-shirt challenge. I'm wearing a pro wrestling t-shirt every single day leading up to WrestleMania 37. I'm wearing my Tommy Dreamer t-shirt. Gabby's wearing her Tommy Dreamer t-shirt. Ed is wearing his Rush t-shirt. I guess he didn't get the memo. But Tommy,
I need a Tommy t-shirt, okay?
Well,
I mean,
go to ProWrestlingTees.com like everybody else does. So Tommy, or HouseOfHardcore.net. Tommy. Is there a hint that you can give the nation what t-shirt you're wearing today?
I'll give you three hints. Are you ready? And yes. You know what? Since it is my birthday and everyone's being so kind to me, I will give you an autographed Tommy Dreamer t-shirt to the winner, whoever guesses this t-shirt.
Okay.
The person is no longer with us. The person is... had the NWA title, and it's perhaps the greatest shirt / find I have ever, ever gotten.
Wow. So the greatest shirt you've ever had, and you have many.
Yes.
He's no longer with us. He's no longer with us, and he's a former NWA champion. Now, when you say NWA champion, is it NWA World Heavyweight Champion, or he held an NWA title of some sort?
He held the NWA world title, also never held any other title, but held held every regional title and held two major tag team titles.
Interesting. All right. All right. So this might be a layup. This might be the easiest one you've ever done.
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Busted Open celebrates Tommy Dreamer's 50th birthday.
You're listening to Busted Open Radio, dudes, and this is the hardcore icon himself, the Sandman. And I'm here to wish Tommy Dreamer a happy 50th. Not so sure what the happy 50th is for. Honestly, first thing off the top of my head was happy 50th lipo treatment that you had, dude. But then I saw how fat you still are, dude. I'm like, wow. So... you're going to be the first person in the 50-50 Club, Dreamer. It's going to be your 50th birthday, and you're going to have a 50-inch waistline, dude. I've watched 30-30s before. I hope your 50-50 is just as good. Peace.
Happy birthday!
Busted Open.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Tommy Dreamer, celebrating Tommy's 50th birthday. And somebody, obviously, that everybody knows that listens to this show, he's a Hall of Famer in every aspect of his life, and that is the one and only Mark Henry joining us right now to celebrate with Tommy. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Oh, Mother Marissa. Okay, she got to you, didn't she? Okay,
no,
I get it.
Oh, no, I'm joking. I listen, man. Tommy is very important in my career. I don't know if you know that or not, if I ever even said it to him. Well, he knows. I had came off an injury, and I was not the Mark Henry of the Hall of Pain era. It was kind of that in-between time when we ain't got nothing for you. And Tommy and I started working together, and Tommy was helping me build my confidence back. And I just wanted to say thank you because Tommy had to remind me who I was. And he was like, man, you come on, man. You Mark Henry, like strongest man. Like, let's go out there and show him who the strongest man is. And he did that for me. He helped me get me back focused. And that's a big thing in pro wrestling, because you have these down lull times in between. Every wrestler's had it. The best guy and the worst guy. And I wanted to say thanks. And Tommy is a snacker like I am. And in honor of Tommy, I went to Walgreens yesterday and I bought 3 different kinds of Oreos. And I would like to say, do a guess, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you. Not my favorite, but it was an option. So I went ahead and got it because they had it. But have you had the grasshopper?
Oh my gosh, no, I have not.
It's the mint chocolate.
No, nope, I haven't had.
It's pretty good, but I'm not like a super fan of it. But the one that I really loved, it was marked down because it was from Halloween. But it was the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, it was good. It was really Donga, good.
Before you go anywhere, Java chip is the greatest cream you'll ever have, and Brookio will change your life. Like, Brookio change is a game changer.
Oh my God, now I'm gonna have to go look for it, because the one I went to didn't have that. But they also had strawberry cream. And it's half of it was, it's the white cookie with the half strawberry and half regular cream. And
I never had that one.
Absolutely.
I've learned a lot from my good friends at Oreo, and it's, they have regional Oreos that they test in different markets, or they'll put them in different places, and like, they're hard to get in other places, but keep searching. Go find Brookio. Change your life.
Listen, man, it's your birthday, Tommy. Like, you can have all the snacks. I know Dave complains and messes with you on days that you're on the show and you're eating. Bro, it's your day. You can eat whatever the hell you want to on the show today. With
well,
no complaints.
Saturday, after I wrestle Rich, I'll do it. I'm going to have I'll eat a lot of Oreos. And Mark, thank you for those kind words. I really do appreciate it. And I always say I would have every match of the rest of my career with you. I'd wrestle you every night. I loved working you. I love you. And to prove how that he was the strongest man, it was really simple. I just had him body slam me. And I was like, wow, he picked up Dreamer. He is strong.
Put me over, brother. Put me over.
Busted Open celebrates Tommy Dreamer's 50th birthday.
Hey, Tommy Dreamer, happy birthday. Love you, dude. You're, one of the people that I've always considered one of the people that I know. Hey, you've always been there throughout any point of significance in RVD's path, always. You were there when that one thing happened, and you can replace one thing with anything, and it's still true. A lot of people don't know that you fired me from Impact. Your age is getting up there because you've been alive a long time. Pointing that out is very funny. I'm sure a lot of us will be doing it tonight. I'm laughing thinking about it right now. You're still banging the same rats you did back when you were in ECW. I love that about you. Well, not just that, but I want this to be under a minute so I can send it. Otherwise, I'd explain my man-to-man deep love. And I think I might. Happy birthday, Tommy Dreamer.
Happy birthday. Busted Open.
He's rewriting history in pro wrestling right now, and that is the one and only Don Callis. Sir, how are you this morning?
Very good.
Appreciate you taking the time out to call in for Tommy's 50th birthday.
Okay. So are you guys, is this like a kayfabe show, or do you guys shoot with stuff on the show, or?
I mean, shoot with stuff. You've been on the show before you became the macabre guy. So,
I mean, I guess I have to do some truth telling here. I mean, let's just be honest. Today's not Tommy's birthday, right?
I mean we're celebrating it today because he's going to be busy on Saturday.
What is it, like a birthday month? Is that what this is?
I had nothing to do with this, Don. This is a surprise.
Yeah. This is like how Tommy Dreamer will tell you that, oh, it was amazing. You know, I was out today in New York and, you know, 10 people recognized me, said, hey, you're Tommy Dreamer. I was at the airport. People said, hey, you're Tommy Dreamer. And I said, maybe that's because you're wearing a tracksuit that has the words Tommy Dreamer emboldened right there where people can see. It's like, you know, hey, ask me my name, or hey, I'm Sam, or whatever. So, you know, I think that Tommy has been, without a doubt, the patron saint of carnies everywhere. Tommy has been a guy who has successfully carved out a tremendous niche for himself in the business as someone who everyone seems to like, despite the fact that he would rather climb up a building to lie than stand on the first floor and tell the truth. But there's not lying. It's just being a carny. It's just working. It's just wrestling. So this birthday thing, I suspect that no one truly knows Tommy Dreamer's birthday. I suspect Tommy forgot when his birthday was a long time ago. You know when Tommy Dreamer's birthday is, guys. Tommy Dreamer's birthday is whatever day he's somewhere where he needs something from the fans. So happy birthday, Tommy. This could be June the 5th. I don't know. Every time I come on, I'll go ahead and just wish you happy birthday, because I've told this story before. I recall being on the road with another carny piece of trash named Abdullah the Butcher in Japan, who would go into a restaurant and he would make all the young boys sing happy birthday so that the marks would come and give him money. And then when a new crop of marks came in the bar an hour later, he would make the young boys sing happy birthday Abdullah again so he could get gifts. This is a slightly more intelligent version of that con. And Tommy Dreamer has successfully, probably to a greater extent than anyone in the history of the wrestling business, been able to place himself in the near proximity to anyone who was over or mattered. I'm on this show today, of course, so that he can get the rub or steal the spotlight. So this 56-year-old man, sorry, Tommy, but we're shooting here, has successfully gotten himself a world title match against a true professional wrestling athlete in Rich Swann. He has gotten himself a main event match at 57 years old. And I have no idea how this happened, except to say that congratulations. We should create a new holiday for Tommy. Happy Carney Day, Tommy. You've done it better than anyone else.
Well, thank you. And good luck tonight on your big match in AEW with Kenny, and a big tag match you're managing tonight.
Well, I guess I'm in the business of having to correct mental defectives like you, Tommy, but I'm not a manager. So okay. I know we have to keep reminding you that it's not 1993 anymore and it's not ECW. And we know that, you know, you like to preface everything you say with, in ECW, we did this. Well, in ECW, you had idiot managers. And in wrestling, you still have idiot managers. If you look at, it's a lost art. It's not one that I'm a part of. But if you look at the wrestling business, you, people go, oh, Paul Heyman is a tremendous wrestling character. Paul Heyman is a tremendous wrestling manager. He's got his cell phone that he likes to talk on, his cordless phone. He's bombastic. He's a tremendous wrestling character. As you know, Dreamer, there's no character with me. This is how I am all the time. Do your research. Every show I've ever done, every conversation I've ever had is just like this. You and I used to travel together. You know, this is exactly what I think and exactly how I talk, whether we're in the car, whether I'm in front of 100 million people. This is how it is. So what's going to happen tonight on AEW Impact? Rather, AEW Dynamite. I'm thinking of actually combining the two companies. I think that would maybe not be a bad move. I mean, we're talking about a lot of mass conglomerations in the corporate world anyway. But what happens tonight will be exactly what was planned. The insects are scurrying, Dave. every time Kenny Omega or Don Callis open their mouths, the insects begin to scurry. We're seeing it now. The Bullet Club guys in New Japan, they're very upset, very upset. Guys like Dreamer, who are trying to desperately cling to the past, are very upset. They don't like the paradigm being changed. They like certainty. They like predictability. You tell them next level consciousness, it's like giving a dog an algebra problem, sad to say. Happy birthday anyway, Tommy, whichever one this is.
Well, thank you. The macabre.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But Mr. Callis, and thank you for coming on and wishing Tommy a happy birthday. But, you know, we just saw it this past Sunday. I know you're an NFL fan. 43-year-old Tom Brady running on the field and winning the MVP and another Super Bowl trophy. Now has more Super Bowl trophies, more Lombardi trophies than any team in the history of the NFL. So when you look at this matchup on Saturday, No Surrender available on Fight and Impact Plus, you know, listen, I know that Tommy's going to be the underdog, but stranger things have happened in the world of sports.
The stranger thing that's happened is that Tommy Dreamer is in this match. That's the strange thing that's happened. That's the accomplishment. If he wins the title, great. But the big accomplishment was how he somehow used the sympathy of the insects to put himself into a position where someone thought this match was a great idea. Can Tommy Dreamer win? Of course he can, because Tommy Dreamer is a world-class sociopath who literally will do anything he needs to do to get Tommy Dreamer over. This whole Tommy Dreamer turning into an evil person on a wrestling show, that is the ultimate art imitating life, because Tommy Dreamer has been the biggest con in pro wrestling for the last 25 years. Tommy Dreamer is the sociopath extraordinaire who's worked all of you, and now he's been waiting. When will I expose myself? Well, this might be the time. He may expose himself against Rich Swann in order to finally win this world title that is so important. I don't care about ratings and titles, but it's all Tommy Dreamer thinks about. It's his legacy. How many Tommy Dreamer dolls are there? Now he's looking through his purse for his medication. Tommy, are you all right? You better double up on the meds, kid. You're going to have a long night with Rich Swann, I hate to tell you. But this, what's intriguing about this matchup to me, if I take the personalities out of it and the social dysfunction that is Tommy Dreamer, I look and I say, could this be the night that Tommy Dreamer, the career babyface, what a joke that is, by the way, real life heel, the career babyface finally goes bad and he finally exposes himself to the world, all for what? Crushing the dreams of all the hapless basement dwelling fans that have followed him since ECW, who he still talks to. Hilarious. I'm sure Tommy Dreamer has someone in every town who picks him up, who does his laundry, who drives him around, reads comic books with him, does whatever. He's old school Carney. So this could be the first day that this happens. The expose. And Tommy Dreamer walks out Impact World Champion. And I will laugh and laugh because I will say this has been coming. I got to give Dreamer credit for one thing. He has zero ability to be strategic except for one thing, where it concerns him getting over. And he's been planning this since 1992. And we're going to see it all come to fruition this weekend. The big expose. Tommy Dreamer, world champion. So now I'll leave for a minute because it's one of Dreamer's birthdays. The whole notion of you comparing Tommy Dreamer to Tom Brady. There's only one similarity between the two, and it's their first name. Let's just leave it like that.
Well, Mr. Callis, I appreciate you joining us. I can't wait to see what happens on AEW Dynamite tonight. And as you said, No Surrender on Saturday, Impact Plus, Fight TV.
Do you notice what's happening here? I'm a student of physiology. Since I started talking, Dreamer has been fidgeting. He's been rolling around in his recliner there. He's been going through his fanny pack. He's shaking. He's moving. I've noticed when Tommy Dreamer starts to get exposed or when he lies, he has a physiological reaction. He coughs, he sneezes, he fidgets. He does what he's doing right now. He's hiding his face right now. Sorry, I guess we're having a little expose here, Dave. You know, you're one of the true wrestling journalists, if you can not have an oxymoron like that. And so I'm happy today to expose Tommy Dreamer. It's like a lie detector test. You're watching it unfold. Look at him now. Now he's trying to, I must look sad because then the marks will believe that this is all at work. Oh, no. Stop laughing, Tommy. You're giving it all away. Oh, no. They all are going to find out. Stop laughing. Oh, wait. Let me go and dig through my purse again. What you're seeing here is a physiological manifestation of a lie, a life led as a lie, a work, Tommy. So tune in, see what happens. World champion Tommy Dreamer, I'm calling it.
Tommy, it is a little rude that you're fidgeting and looking through your purse while we have a guest on the air wishing you a happy birthday.
Well, I don't have a purse. It's a computer thing. I'm on my computer and I'm seeing that the battery is low as I'm literally listening to the worst birthday message of anyone.
Wait. It's a computer thing and I'm on my computer. Now, we all know Tommy Dreamer is a Luddite and has no idea how to operate a computer.
So my battery is running low. I know how to plug in my battery.
I have to plug in my cable so I can have the internet. Tommy, let's be clear. Tommy does have a computer, but it's not connected to anything and it never turns on. He has one because it is sociopath brain. People have computers. I must look normal. So he has a computer he carries around and never turns on, but uses it for situations exactly like this.
Yep.
Well, now I will go into defensive shutdown mode. Yep, that's fine. My friends all hate me. I'm a bad person.
Wow. All right. Well Mr. Callis.
Let me ask you, Tommy. I got to ask Tommy one question.
Sure, please.
If you don't win this match, Tommy, please just call me before you do anything crazy, okay? Just don't start, you know, wrecking the place or, you know, going out and keying people's rental cars or doing things in people's luggage. I mean, I know you're going to go old school 90s carny if this match doesn't work out for you. I'm just here to say, Tommy, you have a life to live. There's millions of people out there you haven't worked yet with your carny BS. You still have a lot of people that you can trick and lie to. There's a life to live here. So don't give up. You're going to do good. I'm picking you. So that's probably in your corner.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Mr. Callis, thank you again. Looking forward to tonight. Looking forward to Saturday. And always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining Tommy's birthday bash this morning.
Happy birthday, Tommy. And I'm sure we'll have another one of these celebrations the next time you need some attention.
Busted Open celebrates Tommy Dreamer's 50th birthday.
Dreamer, it's me, the guy who retired you like over a decade ago, Matt Cardona. But seriously, I wanted to say happy birthday. And thank you for everything. I thank you to your face. Now I'm thanking you here on Busted Open. I mean, you gave me my first opportunity in this business. You basically got me hired. You opened the door here, an impact for me. So Tommy, thank you very much. I love you and happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Busted Open.
You talk about a legend. You talk about somebody that is doing still amazing things in the ring today and coming to celebrate your birthday and wish you a happy birthday, Tommy, the one and only. Jazz joins us here on Busted Open. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy birthday, Dream.
What up, Jazz? How are you?
Hey, I'm living and loving life right now. How about you, the big 5-0?
Yeah, Saturday is going to be a big night for me, as you know, and I'm really, really happy that I get to be around you more. Jazz is another person who I saw her and I saw her amazing talent and ability and was just right away, she was thrust into the crazy world of ECW, the only real female wrestler to go out there. And when you talk about Pioneer, she was wrestling with the guys every single night. And man, did she ever excel far beyond all my expectations. I couldn't be proud of her career, but as fact that she's, like you said, Dave, still out here doing it and back part of Impact Wrestling, because She's just, I heard about it when she was going to retire. And I remember just texting. I was like, you ain't going. I brought you into this business. You ain't leaving the business unless I have something to say about it.
Yes. And I thank you so much for that, Tommy. Yes. Thank you for everything. Always love.
Thank you for being a friend. That's all I want.
Yes. You're the godfather of my career.
Jazz, when you look at what you're doing right now, and you're doing some phenomenal things in the ring once again, the only drawback for me as a fan of yours is the fact that you're doing it and you're not doing it in front of a live audience. How bittersweet is that to be able to still do what you're doing, but not be able to do it in front of a live crowd?
Well, you know, I'm having fun. First of all, I'm so blessed and honored to be a part of Impact. But it is a little different with no audience. You know, that's where we get that adrenaline from, that extra high from the crowd response. But still, just to be a part of it and tagging with Jordan and just being a part of this company and working with all the girls, I couldn't ask for anything better.
And, you know, Jazz, a big part of my decision, and you and I have discussed it, because we want fans to remember us when we're in from our glory days, and we don't want to go out there and embarrass ourselves. And yes, you know, you have Jordan who motivates you, and you have a locker room of girls who literally grew up watching you.
Yes.
And it means a lot to you, as well as, like, for myself. We have a lot of pride, and I remember when you were – I contact you like, well, my knees are hurting, but I don't want to embarrass myself out there. And I was like, well, let's just see how you feel. And that literally like two shows have turned into a bunch of months now. And you're looking, you know, you're feeling better. You even told me last time, like, I feel better that you're wrestling, which is insane because you think it's the opposite.
Yes, I really thought that was going to be the end when I said I was done. I really thought that was going to be it. I had put all my boots in a box in the closet, and when you gave me that text and reached out to me, I was like, oh my God. But yeah, I was a little afraid of coming out and embarrassing myself. You know, I feel I worked so hard to on my legacy, and I just didn't want to let myself down, and I for sure did not want to let the fans down and did not want to let you down. So it was a little pressure, but it made me get off my butt and try to work hard and just make the best of it. So I'm in the gym trying to get somewhat back in decent shape and just trying to enjoy the moment. And I'm really enjoying it. Jordan, she's a sweetheart. I love her to death. I couldn't have asked for anyone better to work with.
Absolutely. And Dave, and for our listeners, it's, you're not hearing it from me, but you're hearing from another person. And she was able to walk away, and I sadly dragged her back in. And but I'm not saying sadly, because every time when on social media, she came back, and it was just like, she hasn't lost a step. Everyone's so happy to see her. And that's really what I wanted to get. And it's, you know, you'll have it always from your peers, but as people, we want to, like she said, your legacy, and you want the fans to remember, and the fact that they have rejoiced in the celebration of Jazz is super duper cool, because again, another woman before there was the Divas Revolution. You know, she was just a woman that went out there and had great matches, not great women's matches, had great matches. And she was truly a pioneer for, you know, women in wrestling.
Yes. You know, they always ask me, I always put you and Paulie over, oh my God, for giving me my first opportunity. And, I don't know if you know this, Dreamer, but I only trained for like 6 or 9 months before I did my tryout in ECW. So right. I was like, that was the birth of Jazz. And I'm just so humble and so thankful for you and Paulie for seeing something in me, for just being some little girl from Mississippi and Memphis, Tennessee, you know, had no clue, no idea what this business was about, but you all gave me an opportunity, and I took it and I ran with it. and talking about throwing me out there, you know, to the wolves. I was thrown out there, and I had to nut up or shut up. And I just hope that I made you all proud.
Hell yeah. Funny little thing, and I posted on social media one time, me and Jazz, we do all this stuff. And she just looks at me like, what am I going to do, Dream? And I go, wait. Let's hit my pose. And we hit, and she's standing right in front of me, and I'm standing right behind her.
Yeah.
And she goes, and she hits the pose, and then she also ran the back of her head into my chin. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think she just knocked me out. Well, I'm supposed to be hitting my big rejoice pose, and here comes Jazz with her. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I might go unconscious.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I remember the pose. Yes, because I thought I had made it then. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm involved in Main Event. Like, hell yeah.
Those hair extensions were a nice buffer for your skull, but not for my jaw. I was like, that's fine.
Yes. You know,
Jazz, you mentioned Jordynne Grace. Talk a little bit about Jordynne Grace and also just the talent that's in this women's division right now for Impact.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, I remember Jordynne when she first broke in, when she was training. She was like, I believe I met her when she was maybe 15, 16 years old. And when I saw her then, I knew that she was going to be someone that I should be looking out for to be making it big in this industry. And yeah, she's proven it. She's a joy to be around. You know, she most definitely shows me love and respect, and I love her for just opening her arms to me and letting me be a part of it.
That's awesome. And seeing what you're able to do here, give, you know, before we let you go, and thank you so much for joining us, because we really love what Impact Wrestling is doing right now, but it is Tommy's 50th birthday. Do you have like a little story or memory that you could share with our audience about Tommy?
Oh God. It's nothing like really gossip stories. Just Dreamer always looked out for me. I remember Rodney and I were living in New York, and we had ran out of money, and we had to get back home to go pick up more money. And Dreamer reached in his pocket and gave us money to get home to get more money. And he never, of course, we paid him back, you know, when we received it, but he never asked for it, you know. And anything and anytime we ever needed anything, he was just the one to go to. He was, like I said, he's my godfather in this business.
And thank you so much, Jazz. I mean, multiple world champion in different companies, NWA, WWF, Cauliflower Alley Club. Like, you are definitely truly a legend. And thank you so much for joining the celebration.
Thank you so much. Dreamer, love you. Enjoy your 5-0.
Thank you, Jazz. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Take care.
All right. Jazz joining us. The celebration for Tommy. 50 years. Huge championship match taking place on Saturday against Rich Swann, Tommy. And, man, like a lot of – I mean, Don Callis aside, a lot of great people and a lot of legends joining the celebration here today, Tommy.
Super-duper cool, man. And, like, I remember that story with Jazz. Whew. And I didn't remember it until she told me. But it's not about you. It's about the people you meet along the way. And the fact that she's still with Rodney and they have two beautiful children and they're not struggling. And like she said, like, I didn't know she was like that young in the business. But I've always been blessed to have people helping me, Terry Funk, Paul Heyman, Mick Foley. And I guess my father was a teacher and he helped a lot of people. And I guess he taught me that as well.
Busted Open celebrates Tommy Dreamer's 50th birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Tommy. It's your favorite neighborhood, Blue Meanie here. Hey, man. Happy birthday. Happy 50th. I'm so proud that in 2021, I can still call you a friend. There's very few times in this business you could get to call somebody a friend and mean it. You know, I owe a lot to you. I owe a lot of my career to you. You looked out for me so many different times. You're just one of the best human beings I could ever ask for as a friend. So, from the Blue Meanie to Tommy Dreamer, happy, healthy 50th birthday. Here's to many, many more, and I can't wait to see you again once this apocalypse is over. But I love you, Tommy. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, innovator of islands, Tommy Dreamer! Happy birthday to you!
Busted open.
The next guest that I want to bring in that wants to wish Tommy happy birthday, I got to be honest, I was against this. I told Ed I didn't think this was a good idea. There's a lot of history when it comes to our next guest, and that is to wish Tommy a very special happy birthday. Raven joins us here on Busted.
Wait. It's his 50th birthday? I thought you said he was dying. That's why I called in. I thought it was like, oh, man. Ah, screwed again. Well, happy 50th, I guess.
Well, it's Saturday.
Is that your waistline?
Oh, that's the Sandman said the same thing.
Oh, well, we have the same opinion of you, I guess.
Also here to join us, family member here on Busted Open, the one and only Bully Ray as well. So the trifecta here on a celebration for Tommy's 50th birthday. Bully, good morning to you, my friend.
Hello, everyone. I'm popping huge right now because I've been listening to 2.5 hours of people blowing smoke up Dreamer's ass about, oh, Tommy, you're so wonderful. I love you. You did this. You did this. Listen, there's two ways you can end a match, with the baby face up or with massive heel heat. And with me and Raven on right now, we're going home with massive heel heat.
I would have just introduced this as, speaking of 50-inch waist, is Bully Ray is here.
Enough. 42, brother. 42.
Nice.
What are you down to, like a 40?
No, I don't do that anymore. I said I got on the scale when they did this where I'm going to wrestle.
And the scale said, get off.
I'm just going to lay out and let Scotty bury you.
268.
Nice.
So if I win the title on Saturday, we may have to have Impact Wrestling invest in a belt extender.
So, Dave, why were you so against Raven being on this morning?
Well,
Again,
I think about that feud between Tommy and Raven all those years and stuff like that. So, it's still real to me, damn it. But Raven, you know, we were talking with Tommy earlier, and I asked him the question, like, what was the one match that, you know, that fans should go back to really kind of look at what Tommy's career was and is. And he mentioned that last match that he had with you, you know, when the fans kind of knew but didn't know that you were heading out. And he talked about that match. Do you remember that match well? And do you agree with Tommy that's that one match that you go back and look at?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to include Tommy in it, sure, that'd be the one match I'd look at. But yeah, but I wouldn't even put that in my top 30.
So glad that we got to talk. We got to smarten Ed up too to have on when you're having a nice show about people as opposed to not.
No, he's a great guy. If I couldn't have done and became what I was, what I am, or what I whatever, without him as my first opponent. Like, without him to feud with, I couldn't have got over what I needed to get over in the character. I couldn't have had a more giving, a more caring partner, a more loving partner.
And Dave.
A more...
to put them over a little bit, when I had first gotten into ECW, I would eavesdrop on Tommy and Raven talking about what they were going to do that night. And these two guys were the masters of doing absolutely nothing while making it look like something was actually going on, and just listening and learning from eavesdropping. Because if you go back and you watch their stuff, everything that they did together in the ring was, I'll say it was magic. It was because the story was great and the characters were great. And that's something that we talk about all the time on our show. And look, this morning, you didn't want Raven on because it's still real to you, yep. Damn it. You know, having Tommy and Raven on right now is like catching Hacksaw and Iron Sheik in the car together for you.
It really is, and I mentioned that earlier, but you know, like you mentioned, and Bully, you've talked about this before in regards to Raven and Tommy. Like, this made Tommy the ultimate babyface as well, that feud with Raven, and the fact that, like Raven was saying, like, you know, Tommy being so given, Raven always won, you know, and you're waiting, just waiting for Tommy to get the upper hand, and that went on for such a long time.
It wasn't just the winning, it was the beat downs, it was like, if I wanted to do this, that, or the other, he always would be like, all right, if you're sure. And I mean, if it was a stupid idea, I would always take responsibility for it and say, it was my dumb idea, but he would always take any path I wanted to go down. Any ideas I had, he would totally respect them, honor them. And he sold so magnificently. Like now when you watch him sell, it's like a cartoon. It's like, you know, William Shatner selling. But, you know, but back in the day, his selling was so believable and its creativity was so brilliant that one time he comes up to me and he goes, I got this idea. He goes, I want to have go into a double down. You get up first. I'm going to have, while I'm laying down, I'm going to Beulah tape a frying pan to my shin on the outside. I'm going to get up and kick you with my bad leg, with my left leg. Catch it, and I'll enziguri you with the frying pan on my shin to the back of your head. First of all, I didn't even know he could do an enziguri, which he did. But man, it was so creative to use to have a frying pan taped to your shin for an enziguri, and the ideas they were flowing. We played off each other. It really was magic.
For me, the best part about Dreamer and Raven, we were two, like, and I always say this, and I'll say it publicly to him, there would be no Tommy Dreamer without Raven, because we both so wanted to get over in different ways. And I was coming off of my feud with Sandman, and he really, really helped me develop. But my favorite part about it is all the characters that came along the way. The Dudleys were part of Raven's group.
Yeah, let me just interject for one sec. Bubba is, I wanted to put Bubba over because he's become such an amazing character and such an amazing star. But it's so funny to look back. He was like Dudley number seven. Like if we wouldn't, like the first Dudley was Dudley. I think he lived in Florida, so we couldn't keep flying him in. It was too expensive. And we had Snot Dudley. I knew it was something with spit, snot, something. He lived in California, so we couldn't keep flying him in. Then we had somebody else. We had Big Dick, but Big Dick stayed around. Then we had Chubby Dudley, and which I thought Bubba was going to get at first. But no, but Bubba got saved for Bubba Dudley instead of Chubby Dudley. Then we had Dances with Dudley.
Raven, go home. Take the story home. There's nine Dudleys. It's too long.
I forgot the point of the story. I forgot the point.
Don't even worry about it. Let's talk about Dreamer.
The point is that Bubba became like the seventh Dudley and went from a sub role to that to becoming a major, major player. And I really have so much respect for that because Bubba always understood, like he really listened to psychology and he studied. And I'd rather put over Bubba than Tommy anyway, to be honest.
Well, thank you. Back to what
Dave,
I was
Dave, saying. Dave, really listening to these guys, listening to Tommy Raven and Sandman go over stuff was amazing, because they knew how crowds were going to react exactly the way they wanted them to react at any moment in time. So if you go back and you watch Dreamer, Raven, and Sandman involved, you'll see an emotional roller coaster that these guys were able to put together, and they knew the reactions long before they were ever going to happen.
Wow.
And Dreamer, he grew exponentially as a talent in that time frame. He went from a guy who could work to a guy who could really fucking work. At a certain point in that feud, he just turned the corner and he got the business. And it's hard to get the business. A lot of guys still don't get the business. You know, 20 years in, they don't get the business. You know, it's an art form.
Yeah. And thank you both. I wanted to say is, you know, from Raven and Dreamer spawned Beulah, spawned Stevie Richards, spawned Blue Meanie, then the BWO, the Dudleys, the Pitbulls, Brian Lee, Kimono Wanalea, Francine, and the list goes on and on of all these characters that came about from like two people having this feud and all these different layers. And then we were able to bring in Steve Williams, Terry Gordy, like all these different levels for 3 years of people watching a journey. And like, as I said, I'm going to be celebrating 50 years of life, and my entire life's journey has been documented. You know, more than half my life has been in wrestling. Same with Raven, same with Bully, where people can go back and just watch us from when I had a full set of hair, when I had pecs and now I have boobs. Like, you could see the progress from your entire life. And You're very reflective when times like these, and I'm just very appreciative to the two of them to still be in my life. And I love them both very much.
And Tommy, that was very touching, but I got to admit, I didn't hear any of it, because Raven, just before joining us before the break, mentioned that Mr. French of Family Affair was a pro wrestler. So I'd just been doing a lot of research, and back in the 30s for 3 years, Mr. French of Family Affair was a professional wrestler. So, Raven, thank you for that tidbit of information.
You didn't miss much of Dreamer's spiel anyway.
Raven, what was your Menza score, by the way?
It was 143, but that was back in the day when I had brain cells.
Okay.
LeGreco, you do realize that Raven is a shoot genius, right? Like, legit Menza, like, shoot genius.
I probably
genius.
Used to be, but I would doubt it anymore. I'd be lucky to get in mid-grade, subpar level now.
He used to remind you many, many times about his Menza score. Now he looks like Jewish Santa Claus.
Well, Raven, thank you so much. Bully, obviously, love you. Thank you for joining and, you know, being a part of this celebration for Tommy. 50 years, and, of course, leading to what we're going to see on Saturday with him going after a championship for Impact Wrestling. Guys, thank you so much.
One more loss for Tommy. Way to go.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Busted Open celebrates Tommy Dreamer's 50th birthday.
Busted Open Radio. This is Rich Swan, and this is me giving Tommy Dreamer a very warm and loving message. It's a happy 50th birthday, baby. Now, I know in a couple days, we about to go to war. We about to throw them knuckles. We might even throw them toes. But I'm telling you, you better be ready for the fight of your life, because we going in all night long. And it's going to be a happy birthday ass kicking from your boy, Rich Swan, daddy.
Busted Open.
It's been a very, very nice surprise. You guys totally caught me off guard. And for someone who's a control freak like myself, good job, whoever put this all together. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, there's a lot of birthday messages I got to see online yesterday from the guys and girls in AEW and Impact Wrestling, and they're just going to put them all up on different TV shows and social medias. And I'm very, very blessed. And I guess I didn't have a life goal, but
to come into this business and to, I guess, have an effect. And like I said, it's because of the effect of the people that you meet along the way. I know when I pass away, I will have left this business a better place. And I'm very, very proud of that. I really am.
Now, and thank you, Tommy, for everything. And want to thank, of course, you know, Mother Marissa, Mike, the video guy, Daniela, Kyle, Gabby, tremendous job putting the show together. Ed Robinson, our new producer, phenomenal work today, Ed. Thank you for everything. And Tommy, thank you for all you do. But that being said, we still haven't figured out what T-shirt you're wearing. So we'll try to get a couple more guesses before you
unveil. Have Bubba. Can I ask Bubba if he wants to guess?
Go ahead, bully.
I heard all of the clues, including the last one, and it sounds like it would be simple, but I can't figure it out. So can you rattle them off one more time?
The person is no longer with us. The person held the NWA title, and the person held two World Tag Team Championships with two very, very different, but and he was part of two different very famous tag teams.
I'm not good at this shit, but yeah. Is it a popular person or is it obscure?
Was very popular when he was alive.
Yeah,
you have seen him wrestle.
Pat O'Connor?
No, Bubba has seen him wrestle.
Is Tommy
Can
Mitch
I just
still
tell
alive?
You so I could wear my shirt?
Yeah, tell us.
No. Let me try to get one or two more really, calls in.
Bubba, you got to understand Wednesdays. I know you finally get to sleep in. You get, you know, breakfast in bed. You friggin' we're on the radio. When Dave starts trying to have these guesses, the radio goes silent. I don't know if he's stroking out. And I'm like, Dave, we're supposed to be talking on the radio. And he just goes off on this wildness of his own brain.
I can't believe Mr. French was a wrestler for 3 years in England. Let's go to Mike.
Was this guy a champion in the 70s or 80s?
Shut up, dude.
Hey, Mike. 80s. Mike, yes. Give us your guest. Hurry up. Mike in Kentucky, talk.
Yes, Gene Kaniski.
No.
Sorry, Mike. Chuck in Mississippi, you got one guess, buddy. What do you got?
Dory Funk Jr.
No.
Dory Funk Jr. still with us. Tim in California, really quick, what's your guess?
Rod Simmons.
No, but I wish it was.
Buddy Rogers.
No. All right, I don't. I'm not.
No, wait. Hold on. One more. Fred in Denver, really quick, what's your guess?
Killer Kowalski.
No, great guess.
Oh, all right. Facade in Pittsburgh, really quick. What's your guess?
Ultimate Warrior.
Oh shit. Never, why do I try? Why do I try? Tommy, go ahead. What T-shirt are you wearing?
Well, Dave, because I like to kind of bring you on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster as well as make you use your brain. This wrestler is no longer with us. This wrestler held the tag team titles in the AWA and the WWE. This wrestler, I said, held the NWA title, but it wasn't the recognized NWA title when he proclaimed himself the real NWA champion. Do you want to guess it, Dave?
No, take it off. Just show it because we're running out of time, my friend.
Who is it?
Adorable Adrian Adonis.
That is criminal. That on your birthday, I'll give you a mulligan because it's your birthday. But you threw
Are you kidding
entire,
me?
You threw the
Do you remember when he was the NWA champion? But he was the first person to bring the NWA title and challenge it. And he said he created his own belt because of what happened in Southwest Wrestling. And then
Dave,
he went
I'm on your side.
It's farcical,
West
sir.
Connection.
That is malarkey.
It's far. By the way, takes nothing away from the T-shirt. The T-shirt is absolutely phenomenal.
But greatest sleeper hold of all time.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Good night,
Agreed.
Irene.
Agreed. Awesome. Tommy, you got us. You got the nation. Nobody was able to guess. Because if somebody did guess Adrian Adonis, I would have said you were wrong. And you're wearing an adorable Adrian Adonis T-shirt. Tommy, seriously, from everybody here from on this show representing the nation, happy birthday, my friend. Seriously. And I can't wait for Saturday in your match with Rich Swann for No Surrender. And I hope you come out of Saturday not only celebrating 50 years on this earth, but as Impact World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, me too. Will be interesting. And I just want to thank you guys for doing this. You totally got me. And I really appreciate it for all you coming on. Bubba, I appreciate you hooking me up with the show and, you know, just everything in life. It's very, very blessed to have friends like you guys and the nation. I love you.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.